You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This morning, SpaceX successfully launched the largest rocket since 1973, not only into orbit, but into solar orbit to link up with Mars. The rocket, dubbed Falcon Heavy, is the largest rocket to be successfully launched since the Saturn V lunar missions, and consists of three stages. What is so groundbreaking about this specific launch is that the payload capacity available is larger than any other commercially available rocket by a factor of two. On top of this, the three stages consist of one main large fuselage, or core, which has the orbital stage covered in a heat-protective shroud containing the payload. The payload in this case being SpaceX CEO Elon Musk's very own midnight cherry-coloured Tesla Roadster. I mean, if you can afford to send your car into space, then why not? Flanking the main booster rocket is two smaller rockets. Both of these boosters have been proven in spaceflight, which brings me to the most astounding part of this new launch. Unlike most of all humanity's attempts to reach into space, SpaceX has designed its launch systems and rockets to be completely reusable, meaning that as they separate from the payload, one by one they turn around and fly back to Earth, landing to be reused for further spaceflights. What this all means is that Elon Musk, founder of SpaceX, is using this launch as a proof of concept for manned interplanetary travel, with Falcon Heavy being capable of carrying enough supplies and capacity for a manned mission to Mars. And on top of this, the price of space travel drops considerably due to the reusability factor, meaning the Falcon Heavy interplanetary rocket is one-third of the price of its nearest competitor. So is this big news? Is this going to change the face of human civilization forever? Well, maybe. It depends if SpaceX sticks to its timetable to look to send people to the moon and to Mars by 2022. But it is a series of world firsts, and it definitely shows a strong and rapid progression and capability from SpaceX, with the first returnable space launch only being successfully completed 2 years ago. Elon Musk has also said that a new spaceship is on the horizon for interplanetary travel, the BFR, which is 102 meters long and would be the largest proposed rocket to be sent into space. I honestly would advise looking up the BFR on SpaceX website because this thing looks amazing. And there are some great animations as to how it would function. But for those too lazy, the ship just kind of looks like a giant space worm from a crazy utopian future with all these crazy fins on the side. It's pretty awesome. Just look it up. So who is the brain behind these new, bold interplanetary plans? Well, I think it would be hard-pressed to find someone who hasn't heard of Elon Musk, the controversial Silicon Valley giant behind PayPal, Tesla, The Boring Company, and of course SpaceX. Often quoted as a firm believer in the idea that humans have a 90% chance of living in a matrix-like simulation, Elon is considered a visionary by some and somewhat manic, never-ending pile of money by many. Despite how you see Elon Musk, he is in some way responsible for bringing new technologies, especially in the realm of energy efficiency, into the public forum through his consistent media presence. Meaning that, despite the credibility of many of his ideas, the most recent of which being a flamethrower for consumer use, he is still changing the face of the tech industry in a big way. Now, considering that the launch this morning resulted in both booster rockets being successfully returned to Cape Canaveral, where the launch occurred, undamaged and ready for reuse after refueling and minor checkovers, I personally am beginning to believe that Elon Musk's plans for a multi-planetary human race may not be as crazy as some may think. I mean, if it took 2 years to go from landing one rocket to successfully launching the largest commercial rocket in current existence, first try, without a single failure, who's not to believe that bigger and crazier things are on the horizon for Musk and the 7,000 employees at SpaceX? For now, we stay grounded, but who knows? Give me a few years and I might be reading you an update report from Mars. Will Parsonson, BFM News.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.